Welcome back on United Bears Recap. Stepping out of the studio for a moment as we do our weekly assistant coach visit. And this week it's assistant special teams coach Dwayne Stukes joining us here. Dwayne, thanks for spending a couple minutes with us here.
Absolutely, no problem.
Give us a little assessment in your eyes from the first 10 weeks about how special teams gone. I know it's been a little bumpy at times, hasn't it?
Correct. I think it's been up and down, a little inconsistent as far as our play on special teams. We've had some unfortunate plays, like the play in Carolina, where we had guys down in coverage, for an example, and we got a penalty, and the guy picked up the ball and scored on a punt return. So it's been a learning process because of the players, the youth that we have in the room.
When Phil decided, as the roster reductions were happening in late August, and he made the call and probably told you and Joe he's going to go young, try and build some depth, and a lot of times you get some college kids who may not necessarily have played teams as
Absolutely.
Much. How did you guys, you know, take and tackle and accept that challenge?
Of course it was tough at first because you're going to miss guys like Eric Weems and you miss Devin Hester, but it's a challenge as a coach to work with these guys and get them right. And that's what me, myself, and Joe have tried to do is, you know, we have Sonoris Perry. We had Ahmad Dixon. We have a lot of young guys. So we've been just trying to work with them each and every week to make them better. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal.
Yeah, you've been in the league previously with Tampa Bay and their coaching staff, but prior to that in the EuroLeague with Berlin.
Absolutely.
How much has patience been tested sometimes?
That's one of the things I actually wrote down as I need to work on as a coach. You know, we had that bye week, we evaluated our scheme and things of that sort. And as coaches, we also evaluated ourselves. And one of the things I wrote down is that I need to be more patient because these guys are young. And like you said, a lot of them haven't played special teams because they were the star in college. So patience is something definitely that I'm working on.
What in your eyes, and maybe Joe's eyes, has been, you know, the most reliable, the most consistent unit on teams this year?
I think everybody would say it's been kickoff coverage. I think Robbie has done a great job as far as what we've asked him to do. I think the young guys know that it's not so much thinking involved in kickoff. Yes, we do have rules that they have to abide by, but at the end of the day, it's running and tackling. And then they've done a good job of that.
You've got a lot of moving parts, you know, a longtime holder gone, a punter as well, just to name a few. And you mentioned Devin earlier. A lot of moving parts. How much is communication and I guess synchronicity too with all these guys, how important is that in trying to put all this together?
It's very important. You know, Robbie and Pat Manley, they were around for so long and they worked together well. Now you have a new snapper, you have a new punter. So those guys have been doing a good job, I think, in trying to work together, whether it's field goal snaps, whether it's Robbie working with Pat as far as what he needs to do to be a good punter. It's definitely been time-consuming from a coach's standpoint and also with Robbie helping as well, but that's what we're paid to do.
Let's talk a little bit more about Pat, the sixth-round pick who came in here. And he did have some cold weather experience before moving on to Miami, but I'd imagine it's still an adjustment and in the early stages of learning all the quirks of kicking down at Soldier Field, right?
Absolutely. As everybody knows, Soldier Field is a tough place for a punter or a specialist in general. And now you have a rookie punter who has to get adjusted. Like you said, he was in Miami for his college career, warm weather, which is ideal for a kicker. And now he just has to adjust. And he's done a good job doing what we've asked him to do. And he's going to get better. He's definitely going to get better.
Can you identify an individual or two who you've seen through the first at least 10 weeks leading into the Tampa Bay game who's really made some strides?
Yeah, I would go back with Sonoris Perry. I mean, he's a young guy that had a good college career as a running back. And he did play special teams in college, but it's a learning process from college to the NFL. And I think he's growing, and I think he's gotten better from day one to now.
He's on all four?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For those fans interested, go over, if you can share what you can, about what the rules are in terms of bringing kickoffs out. I know, you know, having that judgment call when you're the guy under and you have, you know, 11 other guys charging
Correct.
Down the field. What are some of your rules in terms of when to take it out, when not to, from what you can share with us?
Well, really, it's we go week by week. because all kickers aren't the same. Some kickers kick the ball a little bit deeper. Some kickers rely on hang time. So what we do is Joe and myself give the returners a guideline. If the ball is five deep, we might keep it in some weeks. If it's four deep, we might keep it in some weeks. It just depends on who we're playing and what type of cover team they are and if we think we can get positive yards by bringing it out.
And I'm sure it was a learning process for Chris Williams. You had him out against the Tampa Bay game. Got a new guy coming in who has a little pedigree under his
belt.
Tell us about Mariani.
I think myself and Coach are excited about having Mark in the building. 2012, I believe, he was a Pro Bowl returner. I believe it was 2012. But regardless, his returner mechanics are excellent. Him catching the ball, moving forward, things of that sort. He has real NFL production.
Thanks for the time, and good luck the rest of the way.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Dwayne Stukes, the assistant special teams coach on the Chicago Bears coaching staff. Mark Trestman helping out Joe DeCamillis with that unit. Time for another break. We'll be right back with more on United Bears Recap.